Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 50 today, verses 4 through 10. Jeremiah 50, verses 4 through 10. It says, "In those days and in that time, declares the Lord, the people of Israel and the people of Judah shall come together, weeping as they come, and they shall seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion with faces turned toward it, saying, 'Come, let us join ourselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant that will never be forgotten.' My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray, turning them away on the mountains. From mountain to hill they have gone. They have forgotten their fold. All who found them have devoured them, and their enemies have said, 'We are not guilty, for they have sinned against the Lord, their habitation of righteousness, the Lord, the hope of their fathers.' Flee from the midst of Babylon, and go out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as male goats before the flock. For behold, I am stirring up and bringing against Babylon a gathering of great nations from the north country, and they shall array themselves against her. For there she shall be taken. Their arrows are like a skilled warrior who does not return empty-handed. Chaldea shall be plundered, and all who plunder her shall be sated, declares the Lord." Now, if you know the history, after the Babylonian captivity, the Medes and the Persians took over, and Nebuchadnezzar was defeated, and the nation of Israel was allowed to go back into the land of Israel during that time. Very, very few went, by the way. If you do a study, you'll find it was just a percentage, small percentage, that even left Persia, because many of the Jews had lived there so long, they were comfortable there, they had no desire to go back. So when they rebuilt the city and the walls with Ezra and Nehemiah, it wasn't this massive influx that the prophecy here is talking about. Because the prophecy says, "In those days and at that time, declares the Lord, the people of Israel and the people of Judah shall come together, weeping as they come. They're going to seek the Lord their God. They're going to ask the way to Zion with faces turned toward it, saying, 'Come, let us join ourselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant that will never be forgotten.'" So please understand, this prophecy right here has not been fulfilled yet, even though Jews are back in the land, even though the nation of Israel exists again, even though they left Babylon and went into Israel. This has not happened yet. This is going to happen at the end of the tribulation period, when they're going to all gather back and then have their everlasting covenant. Jeremiah 31, listen to verses 31 through 34. "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor, and each one his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and will remember their sin no more." Now, has this happened yet? No, the nation of Israel has not entered into this everlasting covenant with God yet. But some would say, "Jim, isn't that the church? Isn't the church now the new Israel? Hasn't the church been given these promises?" And yes, that's true. The church has been given these promises, but we've been grafted in. But don't think for a second that we've replaced the Israelites. The church is not the new Israel. The Bible is very, very clear in Romans chapter 11 that we're not to think we're better or proud of them. They were grafted or cut off as a natural branch. We were grafted in as a wild one, but they're going to be grafted back in. They're going to turn to the Lord. They're going to come back to the land of Israel at the end of the tribulation period. Israel's going to be chased out of the land again, folks. I don't know if you know this or not. The Bible's very clear. The Antichrist is going to go after them. 2/3 are going to be killed. They're going to be hiding out in the wilderness of Bozrah. It's going to be an amazingly hard time for Israel. And as Jesus said, if those days weren't cut short, no human being would live. The church has been given the promises that are future for Israel. The church has been given them now to make Israel jealous. But this is not fulfilled in the church. This is going to be fulfilled when God brings Israel back into the land and sets up for them their everlasting covenant. When Judah and Jerusalem come together and Israel come together weeping, and they turn to the Lord from that day forth forevermore. Oh, pray for that day to come, because for that day to come means the church will be raptured and taken to be with the Lord before that. Lots of cool stuff going to happen. If you're in Christ, you're going to enjoy it. If you're outside, it's going to be too hard for you to handle. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.